All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, a little more than a month is in the books for the 2018 college football season, and we have really seen the contenders emerge. You look at the Alabama Crimson Tide, the number one team in the nation, and also the defending national champions. The Tide have been steamrolling everybody throughout in the month of September. They've gotten things going in Southeastern Conference play, and I do not see this team slowing down anytime soon, as they are the team to beat. You look at Ohio State, and they are the real deal. Ohio State is undefeated. They're inching up in the rankings. And on top of that, a big win by the Buckeyes last night, because going on the road on a Saturday night in Happy Valley and being able to defeat Penn State is never an easy task. You look at the Georgia Bulldogs, they are lurking, and they have some tough contests coming up throughout the season. You look at their meeting with Florida, which is coming up next month in Jacksonville. Kentucky has become a very formidable team in the SEC East. And of course, Georgia will play Auburn later this year. And of course, a potential meeting with the SEC West winner in Atlanta for the SEC Championship game. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It is time to pay attention to Notre Dame. The Irish are still undefeated. They're moving up the ranks. They knocked off Michigan at home. They defeated Stanford at home last night, and Stanford was undefeated prior to clashing with Notre Dame. And of course, the Irish are not affiliated with a conference. Thus, they got to go out there and take care of their business. But I make no mistake about it, if Notre Dame is lurking around that top five come December, we could be talking about this team making the field of four. Now, some other teams to keep an eye on. You look at Clemson. I know that they're up there in the rankings, but all of the quarterback issues that have popped up on this team so quickly, and they escaped at home versus Syracuse yesterday. And I think these issues at quarterback could hamper the Tigers in regards to making the college football playoff for a fourth consecutive year. I look at the Oklahoma Sooners. They are the team to beat in the Big 12, but will they be able to survive? Because there are some very good teams in that conference, and Oklahoma has a very tough game on the docket for them this Saturday versus Texas. You look at LSU, and of course, not as much was expected for the Bayou Bengals coming into this season. However, the dominating win over Miami to get things started, as well as the win over Auburn, has shown that the Tigers are the real deal. Now, granted, LSU still has to play Alabama, but they could be in a situation where, you know what, like Alabama was last year, not necessarily playing for the SEC title, but you could sit back and lay in the weeds and potentially sneak into that field of four. You look at Miami, and after that tough loss to begin the season, the Canes have bounced back, and they are showing that they are once again one of the top teams in the ACC. And if Clemson continues to have issues at the quarterback position, maybe Miami could be the team out of the conference to take advantage of it and sneak into the playoff. You look at Wisconsin. They had a tough home loss versus BYU several weeks ago, but they bounced back with a big win on the road in Iowa City versus the Hawkeyes a couple of weeks ago. And I think this Wisconsin team still has a chance, because you look at the fact, to me, they're going to be untested in that Big Ten West. It's going to come down to them getting to that Big Ten championship game, potentially facing the likes of Ohio State. And if they can get past Ohio State in that game, you definitely cannot deny them a spot in the field of four. And then you look at Auburn. Yes, they had the loss to LSU at home, but they've still got an opportunity versus Bama, and they also have an opportunity versus Georgia. And if you have a situation like it was last year, where Auburn comes into the game with Georgia with one loss, and they come into the game with Alabama and with one loss, and they find a way to defeat them and definitely find a way to win the SEC, it is going to be very hard to deny them an opportunity at the field of four for the playoff. Now, to me, the Pac-12 is done. It hasn't been a good non-conference go of things here in 2018 for the Pac-12. Of course, USC was blown out on the road by Texas. We also saw Stanford lose last night to Notre Dame. We saw Auburn get the best of Washington earlier this year. And these are the three teams that were supposed to carry the Pac-12 mantle. And if they're not getting it going and they're out of conference slate, of course, you know, we've seen some other teams in this conference struggle altogether. I don't see the Pac-12, regardless of what happens for the rest of the way, getting a seat at the playoff table. Now you look at the Kentucky Wildcats, and I did mention them in passing earlier, but this Kentucky team is 5-0. They've gotten over the hump versus the Florida Gators. And now this team is not only believing that they can go out there and do some damage, they are believing that they can contend for that SEC East crown. And like I said before, that meeting with Georgia later this season is going to be huge. As of right now, the way I see it for the field of four in the college football playoff, the four teams that I think would get in are Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama, and LSU. I think a lot will change between now and then, but I like the way that these four teams are playing. And I think regardless if they get in or not, they are definitely going to have their say in regards to who gets into the field of four. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.